When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. The span of 23 days is equal to 552 hours. I used a calculator, but if you must, go ahead and check it out for yourself. If you work a legitimate 8-hour day and subtract a half hour for lunch and a couple of breaks at 15 minutes each, you're down to 7 hours of dedicated productivity on the clock. In total, it would take you almost 79 days to tally up 552 hours of labor with such a schedule. Now, you're probably wondering why the math quiz from someone who admittedly is not a mathematics whiz. Well, my bent tends far more to the language side of the brain. And that predisposition in and of itself makes it virtually impossible for me to stay within the constraints of a calculated workday. Sometimes the ideas come in the wee hours of the morning, and I need to just give in and get up and write it down before that grand idea walks out the door. In demanding deadline weeks, I might be plugging away long after dark, just like farmers during harvest. You could say in certain seasons, I tend to be overcommitted to the cause, and I don't even consider the hour on the clock. I forget to eat or even get up and move every once in a while. Whether it's healthy or insanity is a matter of opinion. But I console myself with the very notion that some of the most creative minds in history don't work normal shifts. One example, composer George Frideric Handel. He finished The Messiah after working on it nonstop for 23 days. His masterpiece of orchestration was completed September 14th, 1741. That adds up to 278 years of mesmerizing, exhilarating, moving, and God-honoring music because of one man's calling and devotion to his creative inspiration. That's mind-blowing. To date, I haven't quite produced the kind of miraculous work that outlasts time. I haven't written anything so magnificent that masses of humanity recognize the heart-pounding essence in a fraction of a second. I have never delivered an oratorio before nobility and had a king rise to his feet during a hallelujah chorus. But I have spent 137 minutes listening to Handel's Messiah, and I count it as time well invested. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.